Asians have kept themselves apart as a closed community and have refused to integrate with Ugandan Africans. Their main interest has been to exploit the economy.
We had 90 days to sort everything out and get out of the country. And he sort of made an impression that if we didn't get out on time, we'll be sitting on fire.
It's estimated there are more than 12,000 towns and villages like this in Uganda. And in every one of them, the government is pressing its campaign against the Asian traders.
The Asian community was really close-knit. So all the Asian shops were in rolls together, and we all knew each other. Really, each family and all the kids knew each other. We weren't well off, but we were comfortable. People started rushing to the embassies, and, you know, my dad had to sign everything over. That means his assets and his business over to the Ugandan bank. We were given £55. That's all he was allowed to take with him. It was just unbelievable. You know, after everything that he owned, he was just left with £55. When we first got to the airport, people's luggage was opened out and closed and everything, thrown everywhere so they can check for gold and money. And for some reason, my parents put a ring on my finger. We were told to get that ring off me. And because the ring was so tight, we had a struggle to take it off. And parents tried everything to take this ring off. And in the end, it was cut off. The scariest bit was that we had soldiers with guns and knives surrounded. I'm panicking really to get this ring off.